Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. In recent years, there have been a variety of songs about what a horrible thing war is, and they call for no more war. Wouldn't that be a marvelous thing? It would be great. The problem is, we are sinful human beings. Sinful human beings are selfish, become angry, desire to lord it over others, harbor hatred. And of course, often that leads to outbursts of anger, to fights, to violence, and yes, even to war. The only way the problem of war can be solved is if the problem of sin can be solved. In the Advent season, we are celebrating a solution to the problem of sin. During Advent, we prepare to again celebrate the birth of Jesus. Even as we say his name, we are reminded why Jesus came, to save his people from their sins. In Jesus, we have forgiveness. In Jesus, we have life eternal. In Jesus, we have the solution to sin. And in heaven, we will enjoy it completely. Well, wouldn't it be great if there were no more wars on this earth? It would be marvelous, wouldn't it? Certainly, it's appropriate for us to pray that God would send peace between peoples and between nations. Pray for that, and pray for leaders to pursue peace. On this side of eternity, though, there will never be perfect peace. Sadly, on this side of eternity, there will always be wars. But not on the other side of eternity. In heaven, there will be perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect harmony. Rejoice in the peace God has given you now through Jesus, for your sins really are forgiven, and look forward to the amazing peace which awaits you in life eternal. Lord Jesus, if it is your will, prevent wars on this earth. But even more importantly, focus our attention on the perfect peace which you have won for us and which we will enjoy forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.